Central New York law enforcement authorities and prosecutors are standing firmly behind a law pushed by New York Senator Chuck Schumer that would get the feds in the witness intimidation investigating business. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the State Witness Protection Act would give prosecutors more tools to convince witnesses to come forward.
In recent weeks, there have been several shootings and stabbings in Syracuse, including a homicide. One thing all these cases have in common as police investigate, a lack of witnesses willing to testify. Even the case of a daylight stabbing in downtown Syracuse, where some recorded the crime with their phones. That's why Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick calls witness intimidation the biggest problem facing prosecutors today. Right now, the only tool authorities have to convince someone to testify is a contempt citation.
You don't intimidate someone by saying you could get 30 days in jail by being held in contempt.
This law would bring the power of federal prosecutors to the case. And that's scary for criminals, according to Syracuse Deputy Police Chief Joe Cecil.
I've been in front of gang members, hardcore gang members, whose faces completely change when they hear that they're facing federal crime, that they're facing federal jail time. It changes from, I don't really care, I'm not going to tell you anything, to, what do I have to say to get out of this?
In this proposed law, someone convicted of intimidating a witness could get up to 20 years in a federal prison. Schumer believes this legislation has the support to make it through Congress easily. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.